Message number 1031. Mother of Salvation, remember that Satan despises this mission because he will lose billions of souls because of it. Friday, January 31, 2014 at 15:27. My dear children, let not the hatred of this mission trouble your hearts. Instead, bow your heads in thanksgiving for the gift of the Book of Truth in these troubling times on earth. My beloved Son Jesus Christ was tormented, scorned, and berated during his mission to preach the truth during his time on earth. Those who knew the Word of God refused to acknowledge the promised Messiah when he stood before them. His words were torn to shreds, but despite this they were not ignored. When God speaks through his prophets, and in the case of my Son, the true Messiah, it is impossible for man to ignore the Word. Those who do not accept the Word of God when it spills from the mouths of the prophets will find it impossible to turn their backs. Instead, their hatred will torment them, and not a moment's peace will they feel in their hearts. During my Son's crucifixion, he was brutalized and tortured with a wicked viciousness which those who were crucified with him on the same day did not have to endure. Yet they were convicted criminals, and my Son's only crime was that he spoke the truth. When the truth, the Word of God, is spoken through the prophets, it is as a double-edged sword. It will bring joy and special graces to some, but to others it will bring fear, which can cause hatred. So when you see hatred in the form of wicked acts, lies, and the deliberate twisting of the Word, know that this mission comes from God. The many false prophets who roam the earth at this time do not provoke such a reaction, for they do not come from God. Remember that Satan despises this mission because he will lose billions of souls because of it. Therefore, it will be a very difficult path for those who follow it. I urge you to be aware of those who say that they come in my Son's name and then declare that this, the Word of God, comes from Satan. They commit one of the most grievous errors of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Pray for those poor souls. Do not feel anger for them. Instead, you must beg for mercy for their souls. In order to safeguard this mission against the wickedness of Satan, I ask that you begin to recite this powerful prayer to renounce Satan. When you recite this crusade prayer at least twice a week, you will help to protect this mission of salvation and bring more souls into the realm of God's kingdom. Crusade Prayer 132, Renounce Satan to protect this mission. O Mother of Salvation, come to the aid of this mission. Help us, God's remnant army, to renounce Satan. We beg you to crush the head of the beast with your heel and remove all obstacles in our mission to save souls. Amen. Children, you must remember that it is never easy when you help my Son to carry his cross. His suffering becomes yours when you declare your allegiance to him. By trusting in him completely and persevering in your journey to help him to save souls, you will become stronger. You will be given the courage, the strength, and the dignity to rise above the ridicule, the blasphemy, and the temptations which will be your lot daily until the day of the second coming of my beloved Son Jesus Christ. Go in peace. Place all your trust in my Son and always call on me, your beloved Mother of Salvation, to come to your aid in your mission to promote the salvation of souls. Your beloved Mother of Salvation.